This is 1-2 Radio, changing the way you listen to the world. It's Thursday. This is Tune In with Erica. I am Erica, and hey, it is so good to see you today. Hey, hey, come on in, get around the radio. It's so good to have your company. Today is the 4th of July, and I was wondering whether to do the standard jokes. Do you know, I'm going to have to do it right off the top of the bat. Get it done, then we can settle down and have a chat. May the 4th be with you. There you are. I've done it. If you're not a Star Wars fan, you'll just think I'm mad. But if you're a Star Wars fan, you will get it. So a great day, 4th of July. It is an exceptional day over here in the UK as well. It is our general election. The whole country goes to vote. Personally, I'm hoping for independence from the current government, but that's just, I will work with whatever happens. That's the only thing to do. We live in a democracy. That's what you have to do. You work within what you have. But you have true independence, 4th of July, and I was just writing to my peeps on 1-2 Listen, my clients, and saying how very grateful I am and happy for you that you have your independence, because I don't think any relationship flourishes when one party is subject to or beholden to another. So happy 4th of July, happy Independence Day. Speaking as a Brit living in England, I'm delighted for you. So there you go. I hope in whatever way you're celebrating, you're chilling out. It is a Cancerian moon in the sign of Cancer today, and all I can say is, please, God and Goddess, send me help, because I have done nothing but scrub floors, clean out closets, stuff my face on cookies. I've just, the double whammy of a Cancerian moon and the sun in Cancer, and I'm Cancer rising. It's just my home instinct. It's to do with house and home and nesting. I have just been cleaning, obsessively, one might say. So please send help in the form of more cookies, please. That would be lovely. I'm running a Facebook chat room. I don't know how many people will be in there today, as it is the 4th of July, because I'm kind of guessing that you have things to be doing with family. But I can see, bless you, that there are people in the Facebook chat room. So if you want to come and join us, especially if normally you're working today and suddenly you're not, you want to come in the chat room, it's very easy. Go to 1-2radio.com. Take a look at the menu. On the left-hand side, amongst all the other goodies, like the on-demand system and all the information about my colleagues, you will also see an option to chat, and it'll bring you straight into this private group. And you can come and join in with Maureen and Jennifer and Renee and Laura. Happy 4th of July to you. I'm just going to do the Facebook refresh, turn things all up the right way dance that we have to do in order to run a chat room. So I can see that Laura was in there first. A very happy 4th of July. And you would like a message, of course, I will happily do you messages in here. Good morning to Renee. I can see Charlene coming into the room as well. Good morning to Maureen, sending you extra gentle hug, because I know you've had such a difficult week. You've lost your beloved fur baby, and that is, people don't get it. If people haven't got animal companions, it is like losing a member of the family. It's heartbreaking. And we know they don't live as long as we do, but it still doesn't mitigate that awful wrench when they go, especially as your young one was just, it was only 3 years old. That was very hard. So my heart goes out to you, my darling. I will do you a reading. Good morning to my colleague from 1-2 Listen. That is Jennifer Lakshmi Dove. I can see Chris Diana coming into the room as well. Good morning to you. Renee says, may the 4th be with you. Lol. Yes, thank you. I think there's going to be lots of 4th jokes. I was saying that here in the UK, my show goes on air at 4:30, which it does. It's 8:30 Pacific for you. So I will be doing you some readings, and perhaps you can tell me in the chat room how you celebrate 4th of July. I'd be interested to know, because obviously we don't get to do that over here. So, and I've never been, I've travelled a lot in the States, but I've never been in the States when it's been 4th of July. So I have never experienced that. So you'll have to share that with me. So I'm just turning these comments the right way up. And while I'm doing that, I can also tell you that because it's the first show in July, I'm going to be taking you through my July starscopes. So I will do that as well. I'm just tipping this up the right way to make sure I've said good morning to everybody. So Renee, Charlene, Chris, Diana, lovely to see you in there. Okay, let me have a look at the timing and see where I'm at. I am going to just pop over and do the starscopes. So at least you've all got those. I would say as well, if people cannot get into the room or you've got to come and go because you've got family, don't forget, of course, this show is recorded and it will be on the on-demand system as fast as I can possibly get it up there. It's a lot quieter show today. Those of you who were with me last week will remember the utter chaos. I named the show, when you look on demand, it's called Chihuahua Chaos, because I had a young Chihuahua staying with me for a week while his family went traveling, and he just created havoc. He was a very young, nervous Chihuahua, and the slightest thing set him off barking. So last week I had to put music on for you to listen to. Well, what you couldn't see was me pursuing this Chihuahua around the room, trying not to frighten him, getting him to pick him up and sitting him on my lap. So the whole show was kind of punctuated by small growls and woofs as I had this Chihuahua on my lap. Henry has gone home. He went home yesterday. So peace has returned to the house. And my poor cat, Magic, who had packed her bags and left and was living up the garden, has come back in and is giving me very reproachful looks. And I'm going to have to buy her a very special chicken dinner to make up for last week. So anyway, she's a Scorpio as well. So at least I think she is. So she was very good about it, considering. So let me have a look at these July starscopes. For those of you who don't know, my starscopes are an alchemy of astrological signs and tarot insight, and quite often angelic guidance or whatever other oracle deck comes to me. Sometimes I use a double tarot deck. This month, because it's the realms of summer and all that watery sensitivity of Cancer, especially today, and then you've got the fiery showmanship later on of Leo. It's truly elemental. So this is, I'm sorry about this. I promise you I have written this before this show. It has called forth my grounding angelic wisdom tarot deck, teamed up with mermaid messages and dragon power. Mermaids for the water and dragons for the fire of Leo. Also, July's ruling angel is the Archangel Verkiel. He's one of the powers known as the Angel of Affection. Well, we could all do with that. Verkiel guides us to take our focus from material concerns and to reconnect with the joy and the wonder of nature. There is nothing so healing as nature. I was thinking as I drove today around doing my chores and thinking of the election and all the divisions and folderol and nonsense that has gone on around it, the mudslinger, you know what elections are like. And thinking of that image that you sometimes see of Earth from space, and how people who have experienced that, particularly William Shatner went up there from Star Trek, Captain James T. Kirk, the original, and said how overawed he was to look down on our planet. And what struck him was the utter futility of the squabbling that we do down here over territory and stuff. Because you're looking down on creation, you're looking down on nature. And I was just very drawn, whatever goes on in this election, I cannot tell you, the mudslinging. I'm glad I'm not in politics. Nature is constant, even when she's angry and changing. I was sitting here in my house and I overlook the ocean, and there's a cannonball on the side of my window, and it must have been found on the land, and it would have been an ancient battle. A seafaring battle, and somebody obviously fired a cannon, and the cannonball ended up in the garden. And just thinking, that sea and the waves were ebbing and flowing back and forth on this land hundreds of years ago, long before me, and they'll be doing the same after me. And the futility of thinking that we are superior is just came upon me, that nature is just supreme. So Archangel Verkiel, asks us to reconnect with the joy and wonder of nature and to take pleasure in it and take pleasure in leisure, which is perfect for today, and share joy with family and friends. And I hope that you're able to do that. Verkiel asks us to step back, to take a wider view of what is important in life. Well, that's what I was saying about this view from space. The beauty of the power of creation and how tiny we are in it. And in this clarity, we refresh ourselves and realign our lives with love. So that's Verkiel. If you feel you could use that kind of adjustment today in your life, then call on Archangel Verkiel, V-E-R-C-H-I-E-L, Verkiel. So I'm going to start taking you through the different star signs. I'm going to start with the people of the day, the Cancerians, Cancerian sun, Cancerian moon. And there are three buzzwords that are gifted to you this month, Cancer: awareness, love, and feelings. Those are the guidance from the merfolk, and you are a deeply feeling watery sign and ruled by the moon. And the moon can pull the might of the ocean. So yes, it's going to be a deeply intuitive month, not a month to try to control material events. If you are looking for a balance between emotions and practicality, stand up for yourself and what you believe in, if it will really make a difference in the outside world. If, on the other hand, it won't, and it's just stirring up your vulnerabilities without any prospect of changing things, well, simply acknowledge how you feel and step back without taking any action or engaging in debate. That should be an anthem today here in the UK with the election. Amen. Leo, the fire of the dragons, and Freya speak of love and reward for all those who follow their own path with courage. And courage is a fire in the heart. So do not mourn the past, but focus on what can be gained. Prepare for your new journey. There is one every second, every breath you take. Be open to brilliant new ideas, even when they challenge you and take you out of your comfort zone. Think what you might discover about yourself and the world. Virgo. This is a potentially prosperous month for Virgo. You may find you have epiphanies and great ideas and opportunities. If you do, make sure you practice gratitude. Also practice gratitude. Now, that was a typo when I wrote this, and I looked at it and thought, I've come up with a new word, gratitude. True grit to make ideas manifest with gratitude. Use discernment, not judgment. Do not for one moment allow yourself to drop back into lack mentality. Even if things didn't work out in the past, you have abundance at your command. Fall in love with life. Scales of Libra. Hey Libra, listen up. You have one task and only one this month. Let go of any notion you have of control. Practice letting things happen. To receive in depth, you have to be truly receptive, trust, and surrender. Only then will you enter the timelines of space where wonderful things can manifest. Wait for the opportune moment and follow the signs and promptings. Be aware there is a time for everything and trust the voice of your heart. Patience, Libra, therein lies the balance you seek. Scorpio, the sign of magic, my cat. Imagine being able to try life on before you buy. Well, this month, if you take time to contemplate, you can. Combine your feelings and your thoughts. Have some creative fun. What life are you designing? If part of your design looks tricky, do you need to learn new skills or adapt the ones you have? It's work. Yep, it is. But the result will be so worth the effort. Archers, Sagittarians, fiery Sagittarius, you have a fire dragon and Mars with you. Now, it may surprise you to know that Mars, known as the god of war, was originally the god of greenery and vegetation. So Mars is a warrior, but also a very peaceful character. He and his dragon advise fight only when you have tried the path of peace. Be the wise counselor or the mediator. Use the sword of truth. Peace is the way of truth. Be generous to those who've lost their way, but equally do not allow them to cause harm. Try to make life more beautiful for yourself as well. That's Sagittarius, that moves me into Capricorn. And Capricorn, you are so diligent in life. Ought to be your middle name. This month, make sure you take time to R-E-L-A-X, relax. Yes, relax. You deserve time out. I see you tending flowers, enjoying flowers, smelling the roses. And if there's drama around you, try smiling and waving back as you walk away. Enjoy anything that makes your heart flutter. It might be art or poetry or music, whatever. Immerse yourself. Aquarians, holding the balance between giving and receiving will benefit you most this month. This could include information received, which might be exactly what you need to hear, even if it is delivered in a challenging way. Also, look at your ability to receive. Can you accept without an immediate desire to give back? Receiving is a form of self-nurturing, and to accept with grace and gratitude honours the giver. Pisces, oh fishes, those who are content with where they are, who they are, and what surrounds them are also those who are building a foundation for peace of mind. Contentment is a viewpoint, a vantage point, if you prefer, from which to view the world. Contentment may not be permanent, but it is a vital resting place to revitalize your life and decide where and what is your next move. Aries, the message from the dragons is that in every moment there's a new beginning, a new cycle forming. The life of your soul is ever cycling through time. You will never stop living and learning, whatever form you take. So use this month wisely. Words will be powerful. Learn from what you read and hear. If you can't see your way forward, stop and ask your own wisdom for directions. The answers will come, because as within, so without, and you are wiser than you think. Taurus, be discerning in relationships and how you relate to people this month. The best way to go about this is to know yourself, your value, and your triggers and where your boundaries lie. Do you operate on a system that was handed down to you from your parents? Do your terms and conditions need a review? Gemini, if worries come calling this month, especially in the guise of money, pause and take a step back to gain a clear perspective before jumping into action. Your fears may be unfounded. Trust makes a good foundation from which to review the situation. Can you make a step-by-step plan to change the direction you are heading? You always have a choice how you feel about a situation. Worrying never helps anyone or anything to resolve. So there you go. Those are my starscopes. Excuse me, I'm just going to take a sip of tea. My mouth is very dry. It feels like my tongue is sticking to the top of my mouth. That's probably too much information. Oh, that's better. If you want to hear those starscopes again, this show will go up on demand as soon as I can do it in the next couple of hours after the show has gone to air live, which it is at the moment. And also you can read them on the front page of 1-2-Listen, along with the scopes from my colleagues. And as I say that, I just clicked onto 1-2-Listen because I want to see who's got scopes up. Let me just pull up. You've got Empowerment Scopes, Merlin Scopes, Heart Scopes, and my Star Scopes. So plenty to choose from. You've also got absolutely free the gratitude board. use it is such a powerful tool on the front page of 1-2 Listen. It really is. You've got 50, I think I counted 50 or possibly more, close to 50 anyway, advisors on 1-2 Listen. Think of the collective power of that circle. They are powerful people. And I, when I was at, away at Circle in Avebury a couple of weeks ago, the lady who was leading, the celebrant who was leading the circle, said there is nothing so powerful as a circle of women. And there are some men on 1-2 Listen. I do not discount those as well. But a power circle, a circle of people who are in touch with magic, is incredibly powerful. So use that gratitude board if you need it. I'm now going to update this page again because I can see lots of people coming in the Facebook chat room. And I want to make sure that I have acknowledged everybody. So let me just tip things the correct way up. I don't want top comments. I want all comments. So tip it all the right way up. And whiz down the bottom to say good morning to Sandy as well. You have joined us. Very nice to have your company. Laura said you did great with Henry. So patient and understanding, a sense of Laura and a sense of humour. If I hadn't done, I'd have strangled him or me, one of the two. It was a lesson. It was a good teaching, that, because I am not a patient person. So bless Henry, his little cotton socks. He ended up being the celebrity of the local cafe, having gone in there snarling on day one. He was crawling all over the women demanding. Let me just turn that off. Why can't you just guarantee that in the middle of a show, I talk about Henry and now I've now got a phone. I'm bedeviled by things. Ho-hum, I don't know who that was, but I will now just make sure that it can't come through again. Ringer set up. Oh, excuse me a minute. Ringer volume, handset go off. It's supposed to be off, so I don't know how that happened. Anyway, hopefully it will not go again while I get you some readings done. I've obviously got an accident-prone show. Gosh, I've only got 7 minutes left. Let's get you some readings done. Goodness gracious me, where has the time gone today? So Laura would like a reading. Let's have a look. Okay. There we go. Laura, a card for Laura, please. On the 4th. What is coming forth on the 4th? I'm sorry, I'm going to have to keep doing 4th jokes. You only get one 4th of July per year. It's worth doing the odd joke. So, Laura, you have the Hermit. Great major arcana card. The Hermit, who's someone who goes into a quiet place and discovers or uncovers their own authenticity and then comes out and shines their light for everyone to see. So maybe it's a good day for you to do that, or to get in touch with like-minded people when I see this card. Hope that helps with your 4th. Good morning to Maureen. I say you've gone through a very hard time with the loss of your beloved animal companion. Let's see what card I can bring forth. Can I have some angels, please? You say you feel like you're floating into an abyss. When you lose someone, it does feel like that. And I can't say anything except just go with what comes. You know this too will pass. And sorrow is love in another skin. And one day you'll look back at the love and the sorrow will have softened. But it's tough. And my heart goes out to you, my darling. Is there any angel here that can help? I have angels to do with thoughts, the Swords deck, which again shows that part of your emotions are your thoughts and part of them are your feelings. We are a bundle of both. If you can find a way through your sorrow to just reach for a lovely thought, even if it's remembering those happy times, which then will flip you back into feeling the loss. But if you can just ever so often find a thought that is happy, to give yourself just that little bit of space, but just give yourself time, my darling. Jennifer, good morning to you. And Renee, happy 4th to you. Good morning to Charlene, excited to be listening live. Have a wonderful day to you too. Good morning to Chris, Diana, lovely to have your company. Laura says you're out in your cabin in the mountains, far away from the fireworks. Oh, bliss. That sounds great. Trying to stay cool in Northern California, 103 degrees. Holy moly. Well, it sounds gorgeous, and I hope you have a lovely day. It's nowhere close to that temperature here in Cornwall. Sounds absolutely idyllic, that. Let's have a look. Sandy, grateful for a message from the angel about tomorrow's appointment. Okay, let me just take a look where I am for time. Okay, I've got time to do this. So a message for Sandy, please. With a new medical specialist. You're a little nervous. Well, it's okay to be nervous, especially when it's a new specialist. You want them to be on your side. You know, one of the things I was going to talk about, and I'm almost going to run out of time because I've only got a few minutes left, but this actually may be very helpful to you, Sandy. I was talking with a friend of mine earlier this morning, who's another Reiki master, and I'm writing my own Reiki manual, and it's making me review everything I've ever known. And simple little things, skills that we have that we know and we forget, come to mind. And I was looking at charging crystals with Reiki, but you don't have to be a Reiki master to charge a crystal. So I'm minded to bring this to you, Sandy, that take, if you've got a favorite crystal, cleanse it by running it under some water, unless it's selenite, in which case it will dissolve. Don't do that to selenite. And then set your intention for courage and authenticity and truth and clarity. And put those intentions. All you have to do is hold the crystal between your hands, Sandy, and set your heart's intent that you can have courage and clarity and authenticity and anything else that you desire for that appointment. And take the crystal to the appointment with you. If you do Reiki, then send Reiki in advance into the room. But you can still do it. You don't have to be a Reiki master to do that. We are all connected. We're all interconnected in this world. So you can send your heart's intent into that room, into that space, that you will be heard and listened to and given all the time and care and attention with kindness that you need. But if you have got a crystal, take it with you. I know the next question is, which crystal do you use? By default, if you've got nothing else, I would use a clear quartz crystal. They are very programmable. That's why they are used in the computer industry. And that's why you use crystal quartz to make crystal singing bowls from, which were an offshoot of the computer industry. And they're also used in watches and all sorts of other things because you can program a crystal quartz. They're a transmitter. The other thing you could take, you could use pink rose quartz. Would be a lovely thing to take. Maybe pop it, if you haven't got to undress, pop it down your bra and it can just sit by your heart chakra the whole way through the appointment. Simple things like that, we forget. We've all got these skills, but when we're in the moment and we're faced with a challenge, we forget that we do know how. That's when it helps to come into a very quiet place and think, actually, I have got this. I know how to do this. We all have skills. You could write, if you know the name of your specialist, the other thing you could do is write his name on a piece of paper and hold that piece of paper between your hands with the crystal and intend that you will be heard and kindly treated and there will be clarity and you will get the best possible outcome out of that situation. So I really hope that helps, and the best of luck with that. Okay, I am in the final minute of my show. Gosh, where has today's show gone? I would say to you, happy fourth, whatever comes forth to you. I'm going to be on One to Listen today, live and tomorrow, because we are on sale for 2 days, so if you want to take advantage of that, please do. And also, I will obviously be back at the same time here next week. There's lots coming up on 1-2 Radio for the rest of the day. I'm just kicking off the morning here for you stateside. Jay and Raven will be on with way with their exclusive backstage pass. They're on the way next at 10. You have Erin. And then you've got the double act of Kay and Maureen, Strands of Wisdom. So plenty to look forward to. Have a truly wonderful fourth. Have a great week. I will see you at the same time next week. Lots of love. Take care. Bye-bye for now.